The Willow Trail in La Crosse is deeply connected to the land, which has been home to the Ho-Chunk and many Indigenous people for longer than many can remember. This land has long been a vital part of their culture and way of life, providing essential resources for their communities. When Nathan Myrick, a New York native, settled in the area in the early 1800s, La Crosse began to grow, and the landscape was altered by the construction of railroads through the marshlands. Despite these changes, the Willow Trail and surrounding wetlands remain a link to the area's Indigenous history and its natural heritage. Today, the landscape of La Crosse, including the Willow Trail, is a blend of urban development and vital natural spaces like wetlands and forests, which play an important role in managing stormwater, supporting wildlife, and improving the quality of life for residents. However, climate change is causing more intense storms and flooding, impacting the trail and surrounding area. The Willow Trail experiences regular flooding, especially during the spring, thaw, and heavy rainfall, which often results in submerged parts of the trail, erosion, and trail closures. These floods demonstrate the vulnerability of the trail and wetlands to climate change. Wetlands, like those along the Willow Trail, help mitigate flooding and improve water quality by acting as natural buffers. The City of La Crosse Climate Action Plan emphasizes preserving these vital ecosystems through strategies like restoring and expanding natural habitats to enhance stormwater management and protect biodiversity. The plan also focuses on increasing access to green spaces, such as the Willow Trail, which boosts community health and resilience to climate change. By protecting these natural areas, La Crosse is working to preserve both its rich history and its environmental resilience for future generations.